Mrs. Boynton was here, at Petra. Sarah answered mechanically questions that were addressed to her. Would she have dinner straight away, it was ready, or would she like to wash first? Would she prefer to sleep in a tent or a cave? Her answer to that came quickly, a tent. She flinched at the thought of a cave. The vision of that monstrous, squatting figure recurred to her. Why was it that something about the woman seemed hardly human? Finally, she followed one of the native servants. He wore khaki breeches, much patched and untidy puttees, and a ragged coat very much the worse for wear. On his head, the native headdress, the chifaya, its long folds protecting the neck and secured in place with a black silk twist fitting tightly to the crown of his head. Sarah admired the easy swing with which he walked, the careless, proud carriage of his head. Only the European part of his costume seemed tawdry and wrong. She thought, civilization is all wrong, all wrong. But for civilization, there wouldn't be a Mrs. Boynton. In savage tribes, they'd probably have killed and eaten her years ago. She realized half-humorously that she was overtired and on edge. A wash in hot water and a dusting of powder over her face, and she felt herself again, cool, poised, and ashamed of her recent panic. She passed a comb through her thick black hair, squinting sideways at her reflection in the wavering light of a small oil lamp in a very inadequate glass. Then she pushed aside the tent flap and came into the night, prepared to descend to the big marquee below. "You? Here?" It was a low cry, dazed, incredulous. She turned to look straight into Raymond Boynton's eyes. So amazed they were, and something in them held her silent and almost afraid. Such an unbelievable joy! It was as though he had seen a vision of paradise. Wondering, dazed, thankful, humble, never in all her life was Sarah to forget that look. So might the damned look up and see paradise. He said again, "You."